Fixing Cars. Story by Sharon Holt. Illustrated by Adam Nickel. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Bonnie's Gift. Fixing cars was Bonnie's thing. Her teacher called it a gift. She said Bonnie was the only kid she knew who could look under the hood of a car and name all the engine parts. Bonnie's friend Rick shook his head as Bonnie changed the fan belt on her teacher's car. "I don't know how you do it," said Rick. "I can't even find the engine in my mum's van."
"That's because it's under the passenger seat,"
Bonnie laughed.
"Come on, we don't want to miss the bus."
"I'm looking forward to the day when we don't have to take the bus," said Rick. "Will your dad buy you a car when you learn to drive?"
"You really don't know my parents very well, do you?"
Bonnie laughed. Chapter 2. The Problem at Home. Bonnie's gift for fixing cars might have looked good to her teacher, but her parents had a very different idea. They believed girls should learn to cook and clean. They always gave her dolls and soft toys for her birthday. But all Bonnie ever wanted were model cars.
"Cars?"
said her mum.
"What use are model cars? Girls need nice dresses and jewellery."
Luckily for Bonnie, her grandpa understood. He always gave Bonnie model cars for her birthday. In the school holidays, they worked on her grandpa's old car every day.
"I love spending time with you, Grandpa,"
said Bonnie.
"You don't make me stand over a hot frying pan."
"No," said Grandpa. "We like standing over hot engines much better." Chapter 3. The Car Trip. At the end of the holidays, Bonnie's parents took her to a fun park with a giant roller coaster. Bonnie was excited about the trip. She knew that a giant roller coaster would have a very big engine. On the way, Bonnie heard a strange sound coming from under the hood.
"Hey, Dad,"
she said.
"Can you hear that noise? It sounds like the fan belt."
Dad stopped the car.
"Don't worry,"
said Bonnie.
"I can fix it."
She jumped out of the car just as rain started to fall. Bonnie's mum watched Bonnie get soaked as she grabbed her tools from the back of the car.
"Come in out of the rain,"
Mum shouted.
"Your hair looks a mess."
Bonnie's dad laughed. "I think she likes it that way," he said. Before long, Bonnie slammed the hood and got back into the car.
"The fan belt was loose,"
she said.
"It should be okay now." "How did you know how to fix the fan belt?"
asked Mum. Bonnie smiled.
"It was nothing really. Just something Grandpa showed me." "I thought you helped Grandpa in the kitchen,"
said Mum.
"I did,"
said Bonnie.
"It's just that I helped him in the garage first."
Bonnie's dad laughed. "I guess playing around with cars can be useful after all."